The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
My name is Guthrie.
What's up, everybody? How you doing? Man, I look big as fuck on the TV. It's all like close up and shit.
It is tight.
What? Look at that tight. Look at that fucking tie. You like Thailand? Who speaks Thai? I don't, but I know there's a cool fucking weird dragon type shit on there, bitches. Sounded like I knew some shit, didn't I? Almost fight. Thai people like almost. Very close. You almost speak a Thai. How you learn? Yeah, bitch. Yo, we in the building. Another wonderful episode. I love Tuesdays. I love being able to do this shit. Speak freely in the whole nine. Mm. And I got my man Dante Nero in the building. Dante Nero coming from Mexico. Coming from Tijuana with the stem cell research.
CPI stem cells. Shout out to them. I went and got my super soldier. I'm blacked in America.
And speaking of another psycho, right, we have right next to the wonderful and fabulous Mehran Kagane.
Oh, the humanity.
We are in the building, and like I'm like,
I just got some stem cells.
Did you get stem cells?
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh Lord. Oh Jesus. Christ.
They came from a stem. Is that disgusting? Is it too soon? And I'm sorry. I'm sorry-ish.
I love that. That was nice and gay and right in the pocket there, guys.
Right in the pocket. Pause. Right in the chocolate pocket.
Whoa.
Wow.
Hold on. It was like chocolate pocket.
Sure, the chocolate pocket, the dirt stone.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, yeah, sure.
I feel like Seinfeld where you go like this. Wait. And it's like, so what did he say? I don't know. I was just minding my business. And then he starts talking about anal things. I don't know.
Well, how do you know it was anal things?
I was talking about the stars.
No, I'm not homophobic. I swear to God, I'm not homophobic.
How pale do I look? I look like someone just woke me up. That is pale.
You both are the same complexion.
Yeah, it's the lights.
It's the light.
It's the lights.
This is light.
I absorb, you guys reflect. Yo, so this, you got your fan. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Shit. It's snap it. Let him know. Do it again. Wait, you got to show it. Ready?
Where's the camera?
There it is.
Whichever one you want.
Yeah!
That's ridiculous.
We have shit to talk about, you know? I mean,
We always got shit to talk about.
I got to get right on it, I guess. Get right on top of it. I know we got people in the chats. I hope you're in the chats because it's on and popping, motherfuckers. Because people are like, are you going to talk about the situation? Are you going to talk about the situation? I said, I'm going to talk about the situation because it's kind of fucked up because I got pulled into a situation that I hadn't, like, I didn't know I was in until someone told me. This Country Wayne situation.
Yeah, that's crazy. I was in Tijuana and I heard about it.
I never knew Country Wayne and me would be in the same sentence. not on some disrespectful shit, but he's just a guy that's over there. I just don't. I don't bother the guy. I don't know the guy. I don't really. I don't know his comedy. I don't. And all of a sudden, I'm pulled in.
So let's deal with this from the beginning.
I mentioned him on Club Shay Shay, by the way.
Yes, but let's you. Yeah, but let's talk about it, Mike. You got the video
of what I said.
No, what he said first.
I'd rather see what I said.
No, let's start with what he said, which is what triggered the whole thing in the first place.
Okay, get Country Wayne.
Oh, as in the original comment.
Yes,
because I haven't even heard. I didn't want to listen to it.
And mind you. When I knew you were going on Shay, we talked about it and we were like, "Yo, you gonna blow shit up?" Or you were, and Godfrey was like, "Nah, man, I'm that's not my brand. That's not how I get down. I don't."
No, it was a showcase of your talent. It really
and it was just, and it was, and we were talking about just not what you know, not blowing nobody up, and a lot of stuff you didn't names.
I didn't name names. I told truths, but I didn't name names, right?
Right.
Yes.
So you got that, Mike, because it was interesting because this was something that we had talked about.
Yes.
Specifically about something that Country Wayne had said about comedy clubs.
Is this with Faison Love?
No,
Faison is
bad. No, but the first.
I have the first thing he said on Club Shay Shay, but I have.
No.
The first thing he said on Club Shay Shay about Faison.
Hold on. Mm-hmm. Go to YouTube and not the Faison thing. You're talking about me.
No, I'm talking about the Faison thing first was the thing that you reacted to.
The parent comment.
No. I reacted to it when Country Wayne was on Club Shay Shay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And he was responding to Faison.
Yes, he was right. He was
responding.
So
you have to show the thing from Club Shay Shay.
Yes, that's what I told him.
Oh, okay. I
talked to Mike earlier about it.
Yeah.
It was basically a statement about if you're a comic and you're in the comedy clubs,
you're not.
Then you ain't.
That's not true.
Yeah.
Right.
At all.
Yes.
Right.
At all. Because if you're comedians are in comedy clubs.
Yes.
The top notch comedians are in comedy. We can name them left and right.
Dave Attell, Dave Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle, Attell, Bill Burr. All of us, we're the real deal.
I principally MC, and all the time it'll be that, this person is working on a new hour, this person is working on their new thing.
Yeah.
We're putting them
up
for
15. Mike, can you play what Godfrey's statement on it that where he Godfrey said
I wonder if they can catch that though.
Yeah.
Is it chopped up like that?
There was a Godfrey. There should be Club
because
Shay
I can
Shay.
Explain
Godfrey,
it.
Yeah, Godfrey synopsis-wise, yeah.
I can explain it because I said
and this is I would love to start beef because I want this to go to 60. Yeah. I want to call somebody out. I just want to fucking start some shit. You know what I'm saying? Damn. But when Country Wayne was on here, first of all, I don't know Country Wayne at all.
Right.
But I watched his video. I give him his credit for him making all that money. I was listening to him like, how did you do this?
Right.
You know, I love his hustle. Smart dude. I mean, he making millions off of this shit. Yeah. I wish I could. But he said one statement that I disagreed with,
generous
Country. I disagreed with you.
What was the statement?
I think he said, and if I'm wrong, you correct me.
Okay.
Said something about if anybody's in a comedy club still, that means you're not doing anything. Something like that to that. I don't know if he was answering Faison.
Right.
I think it was him and Faison going at it. Because Faison's my dude.
Right.
Faison.
Everybody be going at Faison.
I love Faison goes at everybody else. He's Faison's a funny son of a bitch.
He's funny.
But he's saying if you're still in the comedy clubs, you're not a real comedian.
Well, he's saying you're not.
Am I wrong?
Comedy don't like you.
That was
something to that effect.
And I go,
but I think he was talking about him. Because,
please, because I was like, you are wrong about that shit.
Right.
I'm in the comedy clubs. DL's in the comedy clubs are still being built. They're not fading away.
Right.
If you do theaters, that's like a blessing.
Right.
But theaters are multi-purpose rooms.
Right.
Comedy clubs are just for comedy. Comedians of all statures do comedy clubs. There's the rare moments you have. Chappelle still comes to comedy clubs and works on his shit.
Right.
Seinfeld, who's a billionaire, still comes to the comedy club.
But I think what he was...
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I might be misinterpreting
I think what he was saying is that that's his only choice. Is to do those. The people that you mentioned can do arenas. They can do theaters.
Yeah.
He's saying that.
Not all of them.
He probably, the only thing he can do.
Okay.
Is.
I'm like, shit. So what does that make me? Because
no,
it's not easy.
No.
First of all, it's not easy to fill a comedy club. Mm-hmm. even if it's a 300-seater, 400-seater, it's not easy.
Right.
Like, there's people who have been fortunate, especially with the algorithm. You get the algorithm, you got 8 million followers. Yeah, just numerically, you're going to fill the shit up.
Right.
But are you going to put the work in? Are you going to have the performance that keeps up with it? To match it, which comedy, I'm going to tell you this, and even Kat said it, you can't cheat comedy, man. I'm telling you. When I first got to New York, you know how many shows I was doing per week?
It's pretty much
sure. Yeah. But that's,
you see, I didn't put him down. There was no put down or anything. So he heard that.
And he responded.
And show the response. This is what he got from this shit. This is what he got from this. Watch.
Jesus. I don't even want to hear this shit.
Did you hear it?
Have you
heard it? Listen to it, because I don't.
Godfrey tried to come and say whatever. Well, Godfrey and all the other comedians have been hating on me a long time. Let me tell y'all something. Every comedian to me funny. Now, if you want some advice on probably why you never gained that audience, because, bro, the audience you speaking to just ain't the proper audience. I don't know what you talking to. I might not be funny to you, because I'm speaking to the streets of where I come from, all the hustlers. Uh-huh. Not the Jack Boys, but the hustlers and the bad, and to the bad ones. I always kept the bad women and the people who get that money, people who work hard, you know what I'm saying? Not, you know, hustling ain't just selling drugs and all that. I'm talking about people who work hard, take care of their family, black people play spades. The white people who understand the culture, who've been around the culture, what you talking about just ain't what people own. People still need $20, my boy. So you out there, I'm gonna give you some advice. You out there talking about them jokes about whatever you talking about, bro. If you been in this game that long and that audience ain't came to you yet, switch it up, my boy. It's subject matter. And your subject just don't matter. So all these comedians out here that got Country Wayne name in their mind,
so
bro, don't be mad because your girl mind, what you mad about, because all the aunties and all the black women, we love Country Wayne and all the real ones, all the real dudes out there who really, about their family, hey, Country Wayne, my boy, you would never get them.
Real American,
your haircut
real
on that interview, if you seen it, that's why they don't ride with you. That's why, I'm riding through Chicago right now because I got a show at a theater. That I'm gonna make $100K plus in the real Chicago street. Gonna be there. Ain't nobody what? In Chicago.
No, and he sounds like an end stage alcoholic who's like going like down in a blaze of glory. Do you know what I mean? It really is. It's such a flight of ego. And I say this because,
man, that was like, I'm going to Chicago.
Let me give you some advice. Uh-huh. Do you know what I mean? Like the self-aggrandizement that this person's ego requires. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? It is. It jumps off the page, like the pit of need that is in this person jumps off the page. And I know that you are going to be magnanimous about this, but I owe this man no flowers.
Not at all.
There is, when you see someone coming in that hot and that egomaniacal, what you know is that life ebbs and flows, that life has ups and downs.
Yes.
That he is teeing himself up for embarrassment.
Yeah.
By coming in that hot, because what he's doing, it's not some high art that stands the test of time.
Right.
He has lucked into a particular thing that is cooking right now. And God bless him. Get your money. Money, honey.
Right.
Absolutely.
But you didn't hear the part where he goes, "Keep my name out your mouth."
Oh, he did? Did he Will Smith it?
He Will Smith it? And the thing for me is, first of all, Godfrey didn't disrespect him. Not only did he not disrespect him, but he was very careful about not disrespecting him.
Yes.
And the thing is that, like, he was like the Jack Boys in the street.
The Jack Boys?
He's talking about, like, the squares. I talked to the hustlers, and you talked to the squares. But the point, the point of this is, if you speak to the streets, there's plenty of dudes that speak to it. First of all, everybody in comedy knows everybody who's in comedy.
T.
Everybody knows that Faison don't take no shit from nobody.
Nope.
Everybody knows that Tony Rock has knocked dudes out. Everybody, I don't know Scruncho, but everybody knows Scruncho ain't a dude to be fucked with.
Scruncho's the real deal.
Everybody knows Jimmy Maher. Everybody knows there's motherfuckers in this game. That's real motherfuckers. Ali Sadiq. Motherfuckers don't fuck
real
with
deal.
Ali Sadiq.
The real deal.
Real
and his specials
real
are fantastic.
Street dudes. And I'm not one of them street dudes, but dog, I was never. So the thing is, people get famous and they get goons around them who wanna earn their keep, and so now they feel like, oh, I could just I'm gonna keep my name out your mouth. I was the goons that people call.
Right.
Like, no, I didn't call. I was the one that got the call. So it's like we know the street dudes, and those dudes play comedy clubs.
Yeah.
And they're real funny dudes. And if you talk about who's talking to the streets, when we were talking to Corey Holcomb's another dude the streets love.
Yeah.
Carlos Miller. Chico Bean.
Hold on. Shout out to the 85 South crew. I love those dudes.
All them dudes is funny dudes, and the street fuck with them.
Yeah.
And some of them do theaters, some of them don't do theaters. It's all relevant to it's all, like you said, it's ebbs and flows. The other thing is the thug motherfuckers, who everybody knows is a thug motherfuckers, even if you don't know. Like I like Ali, like Scruncho, like Tony Rock, like Jimmy Maul, real deal dudes who you don't fuck with.
My boy Evan Lionel. Let's take a second to talk to you about our newest sponsor, a company everyone has been loving here around the office, the all-natural smoking wrap company, King Palm. A leader in the smoking industry with the tobacco-free palm blunt wraps, King Palm is proud that their wraps are the cleanest and most fresh in the industry. Their staple product is an empty leaf tube with a pre-installed filter tip. There's no need to lick and roll it. All you need to do is pack it with the finest legal herbs of your choice. In addition to the leaf tubes, they also have a huge line of the popular terpene-infused flavor palm rolls. The cool thing about their flavor palms is the capsule in the filter tip, so you can activate the flavor anytime during your smoke with a simple squeeze and pop. They offer rollable wraps, hemp cones, and all the essential smoking accessories you could ever need. Super smooth smoke, easy to use, and you can order them at kingpalm.com, your local smoke shop, and even at any 7-Eleven. King Palm was the pioneer of the natural leaf wrap, and now they're one of the best-selling brands in smoke shops across America. Check them out on socials and use our discount code Godfrey for 20% off at kingpalm.com. This is the perfect product to add to your smoking lineup. See the full lineup of products at kingpalm.com. And don't forget to use the promo code Godfrey. Take the natural path with King Palm.
So what I'm saying is all of this shit about keep my name. And what gets me is this thug shit, this comedy thug shit. First of all, if you're threatening somebody, you're creating a digital record of you threatening somebody. Real gangsters move in silence, like G's in lasagna. You know what I'm saying?
Like the G in lasagna.
If you really want to pull up and you talking to you, yapping all that shit, just pull the fuck up. So why would you give a digital record for the police? And why do you think there's no mafia now? Because there's a digital world, and because you can't communicate
right
amongst thugs without getting caught. Why do you think Sammy the Bull Gravano got a podcast?
Right.
Everybody's a thug. 6ix9ine is running around with a trunk full of money and rainbow teeth. Like, stop acting like this. It's 35, 40, 40, 40-year-old, 50-year-old dudes who are gangsters. You got an HMO. You got a health care. How the fuck you a thing? You got health care. So, and I'm going to tell you.
You got health care. Let him have health care.
I haven't ice picked a nigga in a long time. Wow. But I'm 50 years old. Yeah. I don't have 5 to 15 to do so I could come out when I'm 65 because I didn't think you was funny.
But can I also offer that, like, you know, when I see you on Shay Shay, right, versus him, it's warm. Right? You want to present with some kind of charisma, something that's attractive. Yeah. Even if, you know, you're levying a criticism against someone or challenging an idea that they put forward, like to do so in a warm way. Yeah. Right? To do so in a way that's magnanimous, that invites people in.
But that's a vibe. What I'm saying is there's this street. First of all, anybody that know the streets, it's only 2%, 1% of motherfuckers that's really about that life.
Right.
Everybody else is fronting.
And it's not working.
Or they know a guy who was at 2%. Everybody else, they got a 9-to-5. They not, They not carrying ratchets and smoking motherfuckers. And all that shit is bullshit. Yeah, all this digital tough guy shit is crazy.
Did
to
I
me.
Miss right. something? I didn't, no, I didn't and feel what's like funny, there was a threat.
You, no, but here's the thing. Because you didn't hear to keep my name out your mouth.
Yo,
you
but know, he didn't but show that's, it. Mike, because there's a visual. All you do is YouTube Country Wayne comes together.
I found the video. It's just someone's reaction video, so I don't want to like show someone staring watching it.
Oh, that's right. And here's the thing, too.
It's all like Instagram lives and stuff.
But he does the talking, I think.
But here's the thing. It's so funny because as much as I have been a headliner, which is longer than him, you go to these cities, and I've been to these cities over and over. I don't give a fuck whether it's you're doing comedy in a treehouse. I've collected people that fuck with me for years. I was a special guest invited to the Nation of Islam. They come to my shows at different cities, the Nation of Islam. Do you know what those Nation of Islam guys used to be? Street dudes. Real street dudes.
Jail street dudes.
And they're organized. Yeah. So they fuck with me because of how I carry myself. Yes. So when he says the streets love you, Atlanta is not bigger than Chicago. My father taught street dudes. My father taught kids that were gangbangers. And Chicago is a big gangster city. Mm-hmm. What are you talking about? Even when we was in Baltimore.
Yes.
What was that fucking audience?
All black. All black. All street. All dudes. Day.
We killed them and they respect me. So this is not me going, I'm not a tough guy. I like my life. I like it. I'm mortal. I ain't no punk. But that whole talking of, you act like we don't know. And wait, just because I sound like this, you don't think I know people?
Here's the thing. God, it's just like what, and I never met Faison, never met Scruncho, but how do I know that these are the real motherfuckers? I've never met them.
And those are my dudes.
Ali Sadiq is my man. All these, you know.
Yeah.
Who got the streets more than fucking Corey Holcomb?
So what
I'm saying is this rah-rah shit, these digital gangsters and broadband bullies, it's like, stop, dog. What I'm saying, you're literally 6'9", who turned in Bloods and Crips, is walking around with a bag of money because he's so visual. Charleston White told everybody suck his dick. All in every city and don't have a scratch on his front. And not to, I'm not disrespecting, I'm just saying.
Yeah, yeah.
No, all of that rah-rah shit and nobody has stepped to him and won't. And they won't do it. You like, we're at a place where we're grown-ass people, where we're doing comedy and we're working and we want to make this money. You watch thug dudes cradling their baby. I'm 50 years old. But Doug, like you're digitally threatening somebody as if you gonna do something and you ain't gonna do shit. And I'm not no punk, I'm not no thug, but yo, don't tell me you gonna come see me. Just pull the fuck up.
I have to say,
because I keeps a ratchet on me. I keeps a fucking ice pick on me. This rah-rah shit about
he's
everybody
very passionate
because this is so is. This is so ridiculous. Yeah. Because everybody's that real dude who don't know Jimmy Martinez and don't go, yeah, you might not wanna fuck with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who don't say that about Ali Sadiq and all these? So all this, what we're trying to do is we're trying to rise above that.
Above it. And as a comedian,
don't you want your reaction to be like you not losing your cool? When a comic is on stage and there's a heckler and it throws them off their game, it's a terrible fucking thing to watch.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have to show up with charisma. You have to show up and like receive. Yeah. Even if you're going to clap back at somebody, it can't look like you're bothered. And keep your name out my mouth.
Just because you're doing theaters don't mean you good at what you do. People made $4 million estimated $29 million on the Pet Rock.
Yeah.
In 75.
Honey, there are people who work there. Oh, can I tell you? I have to say this. I have a friend, Ken Reed, back in Boston, who has a show called TV Guidance Counselor. And for a while, Ken would get these interviews with people who were on sitcoms back in the 80s and 90s. And he'd be like, you won't believe who I landed. You won't believe. I have this actress who was like on like two seasons of Saved by the Bell, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And when you look these people up, there are pictures of them on red carpets in like Mylar dresses being like, I'm at a premiere. This is never going to end for me.
Right.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It's like you're hot until you're not. You're selling a theater until you're not selling a theater.
Dane Cook sold out Madison Square Garden.
How about this though? People who I know, who I've worked with, how about Gabriel Iglesias sold out Dodger Stadium twice in one day?
My God.
What are you talking about, bro? Like, I'm around Burr and all these guys. First of all, it's like comedians don't even talk like you.
No.
Real? I'm not saying you're not, but comedians
yeah,
that...
Yeah, but here, what, you what know that, what? Comedians what that, talk like that when you got 5 years in. It takes you 10 years to get to know how much you suck.
Right, right.
To be proficient
but
enough
my thing is,
to know how
but
you
when
suck.
Someone says, you've been in it this long, yeah, that's how long you have to be in it. When someone says, what, I'm not quitting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been doing comedy before you, so yeah, I'm still in it. That means you're doing good. I don't have a job. I didn't have a side job either.
Mm.
This is what I do.
Mm.
You're still in it. Yeah. What, are you going to go to George Wallace and say, George Wallace doesn't do arenas, but George will blow your ass off
George
the stage.
George Wallace is Black Jesus of comedy.
He will wipe the fucking slate of you.
But this is what happens when the pandemic hits. You get this entertainment capital because you're doing sketches, which is dope. I wish I had done it.
I watched Country Wayne doing his you know, he's putting up a lot of stuff. I didn't really know him. I said, that's what I need to do. Mm. This guy puts up shit over and over. I said, I'm learning. King Batch, shout out to my man King Batch, to Rennie, D-Storm, his whole crew. I got wind. When I watched them putting up content, I started getting influenced by them. They inspired me to get off my ass and fucking go and do shit. But, and I complimented. I was very, very strategic.
Very, very complimented.
And I even said, correct me if I'm wrong. I said that. What the fuck were you looking at? what you were trying to make up a beef, but here's what's bothering me. To Country Wayne, I have no beef with you. It's nothing but love. I don't care. But why didn't you make that same thing for Faison?
Because everybody know Faison don't take no shit. That's why.
Show Faison's reaction to my why didn't you make that video for Faison? That same one for Faison. I'm not threatening you. A disagreement and you found a put down something it has to be on
Faison was I'm snatching niggas off the stage from now this summer. Holy, and here's the thing.
He said. Watch. Okay, watch this. Here's Faison.
Faison Love goes off
on
Country Wayne
Not
for telling Godfrey to keep his name out of his mouth, and says he's snatching Country Wayne off the stage next time he sees him.
Let's
check
see.
Everything out.
I saw your interview. It was great. Love your energy. You've always been a good nigga, funny nigga, smart nigga, true to yourself. This Country Wayne motherfucker, this fucking hillbilly ain't never been outside his territory, wherever the fuck he from, the Appalachians, wherever the fuck some hills, where they fuck their own families and shit. I don't know where the fuck he from. But if I see the nigga on stage, I'm snatching this nigga off. That's on Emerald. I'm snatching this. I'm sick of the bullshit. All these goofy ass motherfuckers want to talk shit from a safe place, from Club Shay Shay, dick sucking corporation.
See, that's.
But can I just say, but that's what I mean?
Hold on.
Too much. This summer, I'm snatching niggas off stage. Godfrey. This nigga lie. He don't know that you'll fold this nigga up like a napkin and throw him in the goddamn Hudson River. He don't know that. He think because you smiling and you got he don't know, Godfrey. He's goofy. He's a fucking hillbilly. He just got electricity.
But do you see? This is what I mean. Charisma.
But this right? here's the other thing about that.
Faison's
it's like
guy, man.
I've never met Faison, but. You know, and if you don't know, somebody will call you up and say,
"Yo,
you might not want to fuck with that dude."
You might not want
to. And let me tell you something. And this is Godfrey. Godfrey's my brother.
Yes, sir.
So it's why I'm a little amped about it. But
yeah,
the thing
I knew he was going to be amped. But, and
but
I like
here's
that.
The thing. Go here's ahead. The
fresh
thing.
Stem cells.
Godfrey is the dude. Let me tell you something. When the ring, when the rings come, look, when the rings and the ratchets come out.
Right.
Godfrey's the dude like, yo, go home, man.
100%.
Right.
Yo, you go home. You got a future.
100%.
Right?
Yeah.
You Godfrey's the dude, and like he's cornbread. You,
like, cornbread or cornbread earlier than me.
He's the dude that got a future. That thug niggas go. That's why fucking when Faison goes, you a smart nigga, you true to yo, you
but,
a real.
But here, not to cut you off, but growing up in Chicago, you know, my parents. My father's an educator for 45 years in Chicago. My mother's a nurse, so we're normal life. Mm. Not rich, not poor, in the middle. And we knew gangbanger. You knew the real, and they would always go, yo, man, stay in school. Don't, you know, they see my dad. How you doing, Mr. Dancer? I mean, they would take their hat, my father. Mm. My father worked on the west side of Chicago, so I try to tell people, I'm telling you now. Man, I know the cats that you know. I know guys like that, but I don't brag and say, I'm not a street guy. I go to Barnes & Noble.
I don't know if you met me. I don't know. I don't know if you met me.
But he went to college and is a frat guy. But there's another side to him.
Like, it's whatever.
Again, the benevolence has to jump off the page. I'm sorry, but you have to be likable. And that is a key element of being a comedian.
But this is, I talk to the real people, the people who play spades. Who don't talk to the people?
We played spades in college.
What about fucking,
spades? Girl, you can play spades on your phone.
Crazy J in Jersey.
Yes.
Or fucking who just Smokey.
Smokey Robinson.
They all speak to the streets.
All of them.
Like, what do you
Capone speaks to the streets.
So like,
talent
stop.
Speaks to the streets.
Like, this is like new.
T.K. Kirkland.
And so you brought me
to New York.
And because we got caught up in this COVID shit and people was home and your social media blew you up, it's dope. That you did that, but like, as if you're under this impression because you got the numbers that makes you the dopest nigga. That don't make
now,
you the dopest nigga.
Today you have. Do you know what I mean? This is
shout out to Ha Ha Davis.
Ha Ha, Detroit represent Ha Ha Davis.
Blew up doing social media and then did an interview.
Yes.
On Breakfast Club and said, yo, I thought this comedy shit was, yo,
easy.
Until I started eating, I was eating my balls. Then it was like, I had to go back to the lab.
And by the way, Ha Ha Davis, his sketches are fucking hysterical. Mm-hmm. Like, 100%, pound for pound, no one's fucking with Ha Ha Davis
that.
On funny sketches. And shout out to King Bash, too. So before we dive back into today's show, let me tell you all about our newest sponsor, Capsulite. Now, we've all had those nights out where we're having a blast, enjoying a drink or two, or maybe a bit more, and we're not thinking about tomorrow. But then tomorrow comes, and oh boy, do we feel it. But guess what? Capsulite helps keep those dreaded next day woes at bay. Capsulite comes in a small, sleek package so you can bring it with you and take it before and during your night out. And let me tell you, it's the most potent thing on the market. We're talking about a product that's not only doctor formulated, but specifically designed to support your liver and tackle those nasty, toxic byproducts of alcohol. The real culprits behind why we feel so rough the day after. Now, you're probably wondering if it works, right? Here's the scoop. I took this, enjoyed my evening, responsibly, of course, and the next day I was genuinely surprised. I woke up feeling normal. Not just hydrated, but actually ready to tackle the day. No morning after fog or regret. So if you're planning your next night out and want to keep it memorable for the right reasons, maybe give this a shot. Go to Capsulite.com. That's C-A-P as in Peter, S as in Sam, U-L-Y-T as in Tom, E.com, and use promo code GAS and get 30% off your order at checkout. That's Capsulite.com, promo code GAS, or click the link in the description. Prevent feeling awful the day after drinking with Capsulite. Let's get back to the show.
So, but I'm just saying, it's like, what gets me mad is that the black community yes. has this kind of, yeah. this romanticization of everybody's a thug. No, you not.
No.
98% of you motherfuckers people. Don't want no smoke from nobody. No. Nope. Never.
Never.
And then there's 2% of motherfuckers that want the smoke, 2% that are ratchet motherfucking killers that have no conscience, and 2% that when you speak to the wrong motherfucker like Faison, yo, he's taking up for him because he's like, yo, that, he's not even that dude. Like, what are you doing?
Does it really feel, because I'm being honest, mm-hmm. for me, seeing a Country Wayne response of that yeah. like that, I imagine that even doing that, making that gesture online, yeah. it is by even taking that action, it is a conceit that this is not that hard.
That of I course right it
that it is fundamentally not that tough.
You started in 2016.
If you're shouting online,
yeah, wait, if you started in 2016, 2018, you blew up on it, and all of that's dope. I wish we had done it.
The early adapters.
But don't disrespect this shit. You got to be on that stage 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times a night, every night, grinding to get this shit right.
And I want to say shout out to all the comedians in the world who actually go up on stage during the week, who are in those little cafes or the big clubs or yes. the small clubs or starting their own shows, that go up and really take this shit seriously. And I said it, you cannot skip steps, because I'm telling you, the great Tony Wood says, the joke god is going to choke you out. It's coming. And it's the funniest thing. He goes, watch. And you, when you get too confident, I'm telling you, comedy will knock you off your ass. That's why when I go on stage, this weekend I did 5 shows one night. I did about 9 or 10 of them. We all do about that much. I always feel like the joke god is going to get me. If I don't put my work in, I gotta go up. I'm like always running away from the joke god. Like, do your job.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. And I'm still fear. I still have fear of comedy. I still have a fear. Michael Jordan said it the best too. He said, they said, do you still get butterflies? He goes, every game.
Yes.
I said, if I don't have that, I'm not gonna do my best.
Yep.
I don't ever want to be jaded. I always get excited for it's the same thing. Mm.
And there's famous dudes who are doing arenas and all kinds of, and they suck. And there's dudes who do arenas who are dope. Like the numbers, this is not a meritocracy about what it is. It's, and when it comes down to it, when you get on that stage, right, everybody knows who's dope.
That's
you
right.
can't.
That's
really I don't tough. Care if you got the arena or not. You know how many times I've opened for motherfuckers who was supposed to be that dude, hit him with a hot 25 because I was featuring,
yeah.
and then they couldn't follow the smoke, and it was the last show yeah. that I did with him.
Oh, yeah.
You hit them with the hot 25.
And, and shout out to Kevin Hart, because Kevin does arenas, but he comes to the comedy clubs,
works
and so workshop
works
shit.
His mother, because he's from the comedy clubs. It's like, look at a Denzel Washington and look at a Samuel Jackson and Larry Fishburne. They go back to theater.
Yes, they sure do.
They go back, and yes. Fishburne is going back to theater like in the next couple weeks. They go back to theater.
Absolutely.
See, you don't ever lose your foundation. I don't think, and I don't know, I don't know Country Wayne. I don't know if he goes up on stage in the middle of the week. I don't know. Maybe somebody...
He said that in the video, but even if he does, if you didn't start from this in a rudimentary... You could
but
see
I
that.
Heard that most of his shit was stolen jokes. When I didn't see his special. People said it was a comic view remade.
Here's what I'm saying. I don't know, and I don't think it was stolen. But I would say it's low
repurposed?
Hanging. It's low.
Well, I didn't see he stole it, but
it's low hanging fruit because you don't have 20 years of grinding and going underneath layers underneath to find that joke. Because if you don't really, I get it. If it's just a job and you want to get that paper, get that paper. But some of us are artists. Some of us want a motherfucker, want our peers to go, yo, that.
Yeah,
that
but my also, but I feel for me, if someone's paying money to see me, I want them to go, that was worth it. I am very afraid of being mediocre. Even though this business thumbs their nose up at people who want to be really good, I still don't want to be okay. Fuck that. People pay money. Whenever I see people in the audience, I go to some people babysitters. Some people, I've seen people leave the shows because they go, we have kids, we got to get our babysit. Yeah. They did that for me.
Yeah.
They did that, paid their money. I want to make sure these motherfuckers, boom, oh my God.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's I take pride in that. And I have to do this because I said, you know what? They say you should get his ass. Shantae Wayne said, you know, it'd be funny if you just did a character and roasted him in
shade,
a character.
Shade.
So I'm like, Country Wayne. I just have a little, this is your president. I just want to say this to you. Little Wayne, you're a very good comedian. I have no beef with you. I have no problem with you. But I just don't like the way you're trying to play tough guy. And I want to tell you, Little Wayne, Country Wayne, John Wayne, whatever Wayne you want to be, I have nothing but love for you, but I really am really tired. I'm really tired of your accent. Your accent bothers me. I didn't understand anything you said. But I really, it's all love. Everybody wants to make money. And I have billions and billions of years over you. Millions of years over you. I don't care if you're at your theaters or whatever, but I don't believe you could follow me at any time.
Yeah. Woo!
And this is not me, dog. It's just, I want, and he listen, he actually talked about my haircut, which I laughed.
Yeah.
He went there and talked about my haircut. And I said, hey,
look
Country
at what
Wayne,
Faison put up.
Well, Country Wayne talked about my haircut, which I love my haircut,
it's and he
talked. But I thought it was funny because that's like high school. Yo, that motherfucker's haircut. They don't wear haircuts like this in Chicago. You don't even know Chicago like that. But I say he looks like, you know, a missing OJ. He looks like a 70s R&B singer. Ain't no woman but the one I got. No one can love you better.
Hey, Mike, go on.
He looks like an old R&B singer.
On,
and this
on
is me throwing out a joke to him in a friendly way. But he talked about my hair. I go, I say, you have an old man's face with a 5-year-old body.
My God.
Like, come on, dog. It's like, it's so crazy because here's a funny thing. One time I get a call from Hannibal Buress.
Mm. Hannibal Buress.
Right? I hear Hannibal says, yo, I think one of your mans threatened to murder me.
What? Hannibal Buress is like this.
So this is...
Hey, I gotta talk to you. Hey, it's like, hey, Dante. Nah, I don't understand. I don't even know what you're talking about. But someone's trying to kill me. And I said, why in the world would you want to kill me? I said,
wow.
I don't even understand why anybody wants to kill me when I'm minding my own business. First of all, how in the world did you get my number? And another thing is, I don't even understand how kill and Hannibal Buress is in the same sentence. Now, maybe you're talking about Hannibal the Conqueror, maybe that. All I do is maybe I just do alternative comedy. I have no reason, so can you help me?
So amazing.
So I says, go Hannibal. What's up? Yo, I went on this dude because this was when the Bill Cosby thing, and you know I'm a Q.
Oh, right.
I'm a Q.
Oh, you're amazing.
And Bill Cosby is a Q.
It's in the same frat.
So he goes, and this was before we knew that. You know, Bill Cosby. We didn't
know somebody recorded
legit.
Hannibal Buress.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And so they held it, like the frat was looking at him like.
Hence the locking of the phones. Go ahead.
Right.
Sure,
And fucking but the bros.
Yeah.
The bros was like, who this motherfucker? Wow. Blah blah blah. They was chatter about Hannibal Buress. Mm. Like, one dude that
Hannibal Buress.
A bro that I know that used to was in my male stripper troupe.
Yes.
Bodybuilder.
Nuts.
You know, like,
nuts.
Nuts. You. I mean, I've seen him choke motherfuckers off the ground.
Yeah.
Like
Darth Vader type
street
shit.
Street dude. So he says to me, man, I'm going through his, I'm a little worried. So I'm going through his Facebook page and I see he's a big motherfucker, bodybuilder, you know. and I'm looking through the pictures and I see pictures of you and him from the stripper days, right?
He goes like this, oh, I know that guy on the right. I better call him.
Dante, I think one of your stripper boys trying to murder me.
Was that your Hannibal Buress?
That was my, yeah. Wow.
Do it again.
Ah!
You ready?
I
go.
Can't, you know I can't
do it. Do it now!
Fuck, I can't do
Come on, you gotta put your head up.
I think one of your stripper friends was telling me they want to murder me.
See, well, it's better to go.
Yeah, you coached him.
Now, what I don't understand is.
What I don't understand is,
I don't know why your stripper friend trying to. I mean, it's not like I competed with him in a strip.
I don't even know this dude. He's threatening me. So I call my man up. I says, yo, yeah. I won't name his name, but I was like, dog, first of all, the Bill Cosby shit is true. Second of all, if you threaten to murder somebody, you probably shouldn't do it on a digital social media.
Because you can sue people.
That? Not only that, but there's a digital trail of the fact that you threatened
somebody.
This
was years ago.
Community guidelines.
Right. Yes.
We're trying to keep this a very safe environment.
So I call my man up. I'm like, dog, please, look. Yo, he was like, he called me, yo, fuck that motherfucker. When he come to my town, watch. We going to see. I was like, no. Don't do that. Mm. All right, bro. Cause you said so.
Wow.
But we was rallying up.
That's wild.
Regulators, we was rallying up, and I put it
for Hannibal Buress.
And I called
for Bill Cosby.
And I called up. Well, this was before we knew.
But dogs knew. But, dead people knew. Beverly Johnson knew.
Regular motherfuckers didn't know.
But my thing is this: he's doing a comedy act. Get the fuck out of here. We're on stage doing comedy.
Stir my friend up again.
We're doing comedy, though.
I know that. Could we just
what is up with these non-contextual ass Negroes, man?
Because they're not comedy.
I'm on stage doing a show, and sometimes you just go off the whatever. And you want to, animals are nerds.
That's very real. You know how they was like, yo, this is the industry trying to take a black man down. Whoa. He was trying to buy NBC.
Yes, he was.
Bah, 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 bah. So I says, yo, please, could you drop this? All right, dog, if this wasn't you, because I know how you get down, blah, blah, blah. Hey, Hannibal, listen, everything's good. You don't have to worry about getting murdered.
Yeah. And now Hannibal's hasn't been in comedy for a minute. I think he's rapping now or some shit.
He was just on Z-Way.
Oh, Z-Way was...
She interviewed him. Oh, just saying. So, he's alive. He's been seen.
That's my dude, Chicago. Mm. And you never know who Hannibal's related to, which is, you know what I mean? He
life.
Was
rocking. You life. Never know. Networks.
I can't tell you how many... And it's like this, I don't even understand why dudes get nervous about this broadband bully shit. You know how many motherfuckers' wives I slept with that they husband calling, you fucking my
me
wife?
Too.
I'll be like, what's your wife's name? I found her card in your purse, blah, 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 blah. Well, could you describe her? Because I fucked everybody's wife.
God
so
bless
just
you.
Like, and they would be like, you know who the fuck she is. I'm like, yo, nigga, pull the fuck up.
Right.
So why are you calling me? Just pull the fuck up.
Right, right.
And I've never been hard to find. I tell niggas that all the time. I'm not hard to find, dog.
Right.
So if anybody's offended, pull the fuck up.
Here's another thing.
Don't send me a message, though.
No so woman has ever gotten mad at me for sleeping with her husband.
Let me explain.
It's never happened.
Let me explain to you so you understand this. Just for your benefit, if you're going to pull up, don't send me a message first. I'm ready anyway, but I'm definitely ready. I'm definitely ready if you send me a message.
And my thing is this. When I wake up in the morning and I feel how my body is aching, I don't want to start any trouble.
Dog, That's real.
When I go just to use the restroom, I'm like, I don't want anybody pulling up on me at this point.
Legitimately.
And the last thing I want is a 5 to 12 because I didn't think a motherfucker was funny. And then somebody got stuck.
But my thing is,
somebody's leaking.
I didn't. And I heard that, like, someone said that Country Wayne, one of his boys that I guess is one of his dudes that protects, said Godfrey wasn't really at fault. He just caught a stray, whatever. I said, I just don't understand what you comprehended from what I said when I was saying, correct me if I'm wrong, blah, blah, blah. And everybody's, I guess, has been shitting on Country Wayne, and then you take it on me.
Yeah.
I was like, man, that doesn't count because I was showing you respect and you still found a way.
Especially not when Faison comes at you.
And Faison
was hilarious. I just want to
Faison
reiterate
is
that.
First of all, Faison is hysterical. Just, even before I knew Faison, when I saw him at Def Jam, fucking hilarious.
Hilarious.
I don't think he's as diligent as far as working on his jokes, but give him, no, let him get on it,
Let's talk about that.
He's going to be a problem.
Does everybody have to? Does everybody in this mortal coil have to want to be Elon Musk? Do you have to want to become, make a living wage, being a journeyman practitioner of whatever craft they do. This idea that like you do not count in this world unless you are trying to be a corporate brand runaway. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's, I know.
That no one gets to be right-sized and happy in their life.
Who's funnier than Dave Attell?
Mama.
Like, stop playing. He's not doing theaters or arenas.
And he...
If you don't go see that dude and see the mastery of that, you're bugging.
I've seen Dave literally.
And I don't care if you play... Even if you play spades... Yeah. Or you trying to get $20?
I've seen Dave Attell smoke. I remember. Yeah, I'm gonna tell you this. First of all, Cross Buns is his new special.
Cross Buns.
Go see it on Netflix. Please go watch Dave Attell. I don't give a fuck if it's not your. Just watch his motherfucker do comedy. Watch his wordplay. Watch him. I'm telling you. And he's just like, looks like a homeless dude.
100%.
And this motherfucker is a fucking master.
Yeah.
Listen, and I saw Dave at Montreal. When Montreal, by the way, is done.
Thank you, Jesus. Montreal Comedy Festival.
Yeah. Right? Montreal. So nobody's dreams are going to be shattered in July. So, I'm sorry, juillet. Anyway, it was Craig Ferguson. It was, you know, Jeff Ross and all. They were doing the bumping mic shit.
Yep.
And it was in this theater in Montreal, and it was packed.
Mm.
When I tell you, and I've seen Dave hunt. Me and Dave are always around the same time. We always go late anyway. Well, so it's either me or Dave or him. We switched places. Man, Dave, when I tell you, he was tearing these motherfuckers up.
Yeah.
Everybody was like, how is he thinking of this kind of shit? Yeah. Everybody, we all like this, ah! Like you see a dunk contest,
Yes.
Like that.
He was just fucking so fast, so witty, and I'm talking Craig Ferguson, who's a multimillionaire motherfucker. It was a joke, dude. It was like playing high school kids.
Uh-huh.
It was like... It's amazing, and nothing from Craig Ferguson, but it's amazing who they give TV shows to.
Right,
and this man was—I'm telling you—it was embarrassing.
No, it's effortless.
It's all like that.
He works at it, but the
understanding is that the industry nod or the ticket sales or the arenas equate to the best. That's not even true.
No.
That's not true. Everybody goes at it for different reasons. But the thing that bothers me more than anything is black cultures romanticizing of this thug shit or this street shit. When we went to Baltimore, fucking Godfrey did some of the smartest material. They get it. If you're black in America, there's nothing you don't get because you can't be in black America and not know how to code switch. So you know the words to Sweet Caroline. You know the words to Twist and Shout.
The Gambler. You got to know.
Not when Gambler.
When I sing, you got to every black person going to fall.
But there's this. But black people have this thing where
they also have the radio.
When there's a predominantly black audience, it's almost like we gotta out black each other. Like we had when we was in Baltimore, and Godfrey, if I'm lying, I'm dying. Back me up on this.
Yeah,
we're in the fucking green room, and there's like five sketchy dudes, because I'm from that, so my head is on the swivel. And I'm like, and Godfrey's like, oh man, people like signing, taking pictures. And I'm like, I'm seeing these dudes like moving around.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm looking out for God. I'm like, yo. So I'm backing up to like put myself like go see what the fuck is up. And the dudes, like sketchy dudes, Scarface dude, yo. I'm like, yo, what's up?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, could we get a picture?
Aww.
I was like, you killer motherfuckers. Could you not could you not meander around it to just come in and out? I said, I'm seeing you motherfuckers. I could feel a disturbance in the force. Because here's the thing. When you in them streets, there's a feeling.
Yeah, you know.
Like,
you know.
I was like, oof. They was like, I was, you know, these motherfuckers are bulletproof vest up. They all strapped. He like, can we just get a picture?
Yeah.
Y'all niggas is mad funny, yo. You had us fucked up. We trying to do the security, and you got me giggling.
And listen, and what's funny is you got people like, who doesn't know the Sesame Street theme? You were all children before. So, and motherfuckers be like, damn, you right. When I told Shannon Sharp, I said, Shannon, you know the Sesame Street song? He go, yeah, I know. Can you tell me how to get how to get to Sesame Street? It's like, and Shannon Sharp, by the way, it's probably one of the coldest football players to ever play.
Yeah.
He's a 3-time Super Bowl champ. He changed the position of the tight end, and it was never the same again. He was fast. He was one of the fastest tight ends that they have never seen before. Strong, tall. Fast, tall. Shit talker.
Yeah.
Tight ends don't talk.
Mm-hmm.
He talks shit and he affects. So that's what people don't understand. And we're going Sesame Street.
Legendary. Like when you talk about greatest tight ends of all time.
Shannon Sharp.
Not me.
You might say Shockey.
Oh,
but Shannon Sharp.
Wait, hold up. He couldn't wait to throw.
I don't even know why I said tight end. I was like, pause.
Loosey goosey.
Wide receivers.
Pause. Yo, but but what's funny when you said about the black community, it's so funny when you look at early America and most of the black Americans were nothing but inventors.
Yeah.
They were sharecroppers, inventors. Yeah. But they created practically everything that we use now in America from you're talking about the street light, the gas mask, the escalator, the ironing board, refrigeration, laser eye shit. All black people that were slaves that never had a chance, that founded schools, created Black Wall Street, and all of a sudden we're all thugs. Where
everybody's
the fuck
a thug.
Are you talking about?
Marketed.
How are you a thug and you got an HMO?
Right.
You got a doctor in network.
We can't
stop. You got to ride on lawnmower.
And your kids. You took your kids to Nickelodeon, and your kids are watching this. Your kids watch Frozen, and you're. All
but
of
do
a sudden,
you think it's a coincidence that people who perpetuate these roles and these characterizations of black culture, that they're the ones who are having their signals boosted? I don't think that's an accident.
We're also accepting it because it's grown folks who do that. It's grown folks who still buy into that because somehow if you not the black people are not a monolith. We're very different, a scale of different.
But the thing is media. They took advantage of that. They said, let's show, like if you look at the welfare mothers, more whites are on welfare, you know that. But the photo of the picture is a black person. Because it's all about, the person that works at Home Depot, a Mexican. They do this shit on purpose. But black history, I'm talking about African history. African American history in America. The innovations that black people did.
Sure.
Through all the slavery and the segregation and the Jim Crow, still were able to be top of the class at Harvard, to be the first open heart surgery.
Yeah.
We did so much, yet all of a sudden, this thug shit.
And you got an over sexualization of black women.
Yeah.
And the throat goat was Nancy Reagan. She sucked more dick.
She sure was. Yeah.
She was the throat goat.
She sure was. Yeah. So that's why I have this tattoo.
No,
of Nancy. I'm playing.
Man, I'm just saying. God,
now, how do you think she got Ronald Reagan? She was known for being the under the desk bitch.
But you over sexualize black women. Every black woman you boost up is twerking and so on and so forth. And then this bitch sucked the dick all the way up to the president.
I actually do want to get a tattoo of Nancy Reagan on my back now. I'm just saying.
That would be hilarious. It just kills me because if you know your history of comedy, first of all, do you know your history of comedy? You know, when someone's talking like they know comedy, do you know your history, the people that came before you?
Yeah.
A lot of them were very educated, but they were forced to be kind of coons and all this other shit. So I don't know, you know, Red Fox, you're going to Red Fox, Pitt McMark, and you go Godfrey Cambridge, Timmy Rogers.
Rwanda.
Moms Maybe. These people had dignity. Yeah. You know, they had to do certain things. And all of a sudden, I mean, I just, you know, it's like I said, this should be like the armed forces. I think it should be like the armed forces. There are generals. There are privates, colonels, admirals. I wish it was like
that. Well, and when you're in the mix, you know who those people are.
Yeah, no,
When you are in the club and you work, you know who you have something to learn from, and you know who you have something to teach.
Yeah,
you know, and you and anybody, and I've been doing it 23 years. I don't know how long, but I'll tell 17. You, there's no way you doing it 5, 6, 7 years, nope. And you nice. I don't give a fuck who you. I don't care what theater you selling. I'm not saying you can't be proficient. I'm not even saying that you can't be a prodigy.
I'm sorry,
but it is an impossibility to be exceptional at stand-up comedy and not have.
That's why you knew to come in with your head bowed. Yeah. You knew that when you met a Dave Attell that the holy shit, I'm meeting Dave Attell tonight. When, legitimately, when the first few times I worked with you, there was a reverence there. There's a sense of, oh, that guy was in my town. He worked the Wilbur Theater, and every comic in town was like, oh, Godfrey fucking destroyed. Six shows. Do you know what I mean? Like, this is... And so when you meet that person, you know that, you know, you don't come in there at high post act like you're somebody.
Hi there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal. Want to get high? Really high? Really super duper legally high? Well, now's the time to go to YoDelta.com where you can stock up on high quality lab tested Delta 8. So if you're over the age of 21 and living in the majority of states where this is legal, go to YoDelta.com and stock up on Delta 8. What's Delta 8? It's found in hemp and can be legally shipped to various states and get you high. At YoDelta.com, you can find a mix of gummies and vapes for all of your getting stoned needs. I can tell you that Delta 8 works and that these products should be taken responsibly. So once more, that's YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the GAS Digital Network. And if you use promo code GAS, you're going to get 25% off. Once more, that's promo code GAS for 25% off. YoDelta. Home of the Delta 8 that will get you super high.
I saw Arsenio 2 weeks ago, Arsenio Hall, on stage, destroyed that motherfucker.
Yeah. And
just the humblest. This is Arsenio Hall.
That's what I'm saying.
Who had a talk show that smoked everybody's shit off. Yeah. Of course, they cut it off.
Yeah.
But he was like, he changed television.
Changed television.
For the urban market.
Yeah. Yeah.
This motherfucker was on stage just masterful.
And why did they take him off? Because he put Louis Farrakhan on there.
Yep.
And he was supposed to not put Louis Farrakhan on, and that was the end of the career. There's this white gaze that has always controlled what we do. Meantime, there's this white gaze of who you need to be
G-A-Z-E,
to be successful.
Just to be clear.
And then you
said G-A-Z-E. And then you say white gaze, and I'm like, what?
But then there's the black, the pressure from black people that you got to be black enough, that you can't be intelligent and black, that you can't be, you can't be diversified and black. And then you get black audiences together, which will have a mob mentality where, oh, this motherfucker, like, and this goes to white supremacy, slavery and stuff. We people talk about the Apollo. Black people are only people that have a show, right? Specifically so the people who don't have dreams can boo the motherfuckers who do have dreams.
Yeah.
They come to the show to boo motherfuckers.
And what I understand is that these new comics, and I'm not taking anything from you guys. I don't know your business. But the shit we came through in the 90s, I'm like, you lucky. You're lucky with that.
You couldn't even get in a club. You couldn't get in a comedy club.
Man, they used... Man,
it's a degree of social retardation.
But what's amazing is these motherfuckers hear me talk, and I go, do you even know where I started? Do you even know who I know? Bernie Mac took me under his wing.
Yeah.
Like, he let me host his club when he was on tour for Def Jam. He was like, yo, I want you to host my club because, man, you can... You're so versatile, blah blah blah. This is Bernie Mac talking to me at 3 o'clock in the morning at the Cotton Club.
Unbelievable.
Fuck are you talking about? These cats don't even understand. I said, I don't care if you got billions of followers. That's awesome. Good for you. I learned from that. But
as far as my acumen in comedy, man, you can't fuck with me on any day.
But
promise that.
Why wouldn't they be smart enough to want a piece of that?
But my thing
to
is
to want to learn. From
I
do you know what
I mean? It would have been. It's a mentality.
It's
would've,
ego.
I would have been like nice if you would have. Why don't you like say, hey man, I appreciate the shout out. Yeah. And we
because it was
but,
it, all yeah. it was a shout out.
It was yeah. a shout out.
And why? Who is so rich that they don't need more friends? Do you know what I mean?
Well,
for
I
real,
mean,
like, yeah. oh, who
from
wouldn't
the streets,
want?
Like,
you're
on,
both
bro.
On Club Shay Shay. Right. That you know what I mean? Like, this is a very broad reaching platform. Why wouldn't you want to be aligned with and networked to
I'm,
everyone who's
I'm
on
all
that
about
fucking thing?
Working with each other, but I said it on Club Shay Shay. I said, especially black comics, we're fucked up to each other. I said it. I said, I'm not naming any names. We are pathetic.
You
and as far
that.
As our unity, but there are pockets of people. Like I said, Kevin Hart's yeah. crew, everybody's eating. Everybody's a millionaire. Mm, mm. He don't own anybody, nothing. The people around him are eating. They're not struggling. Mm. You understand? We have pockets of it, but it's not enough.
I remember Tony Rock doing comedy for, he was doing comedy 4 years. And this was before he was like had his he was before he was married mm. and I ran into him and he was like, dog, yo, straight up, he goes, yo, I be in these clubs. If a chick wanna fuck with me, she gotta meet me after the shows. As I'm getting my
yeah.
stage time in.
Damn right.
So whatever you doing, you work your shit around me or I see you whenever.
That's how I do.
I was booking mm. shows. And Studio 243 with the Fruit of Islam, Shion, Anthony Muhammad.
That was also my nickname in high school.
Who is now second in command security for Louis Farrakhan, mm-hmm. Shion Muhammad, and mm-hmm. all of mm-hmm. Moses Powell. Ran with those dudes, all those jiu-jitsu dudes, those killers, right?
Yeah.
And I used to run a room, and they had a cadet corps. And I used to run a room there and booked Ian Edwards, Tracy Morgan, when Tracy Morgan didn't have milk money for milk for his kids would come out. Yo, you mind if I go up? I ain't got no milk. Yeah, Tracy, go the fuck up. So I even before, and I didn't start doing comedy till 2000. We talking about 92.
Yeah.
I was putting these dudes up. And the streets was in the room. That's all I did was yeah. the streets and yeah. put money in. Mike Yard, I gave Mike Yard the first comedy money he ever made.
I love him.
Was that
yeah.
my was that my room?
Yeah.
So it's like when you like I get that the time has changed and the social media has changed and it's great because now you don't have the white gatekeepers who are saying you can't do that and that's dope. That you could do these sketches and blow up and so because you but you got to understand the dynamic of that is if you do sketches and people are you're on YouTube or you're on Facebook and you're doing sketches, people don't have to pay for that. It's free.
Yeah.
So they can like it or don't like it.
Although the algorithm is a little funky,
but it's racially biased. Yeah. But what I'm saying is, you build a fan base from people who don't have to pay for you.
Real.
And right. then you build you have such a big fan base that now you're like, I got all these people that follow me.
Yep.
How do I monetize this? Yep. And the first thing they do is I'll do stand-up comedy.
Yep.
So because anybody could do it because we make it look easy. And then
well, and you can get a writer to write you an hour of it.
Yeah, but you got to how about this? Okay, they write you an hour.
Yep.
You still got to perform it.
You got to do it
7 billion times
yes,
to get it
do.
Right.
Yes, you do.
Comedy is the purest art form. Ain't no cheating. Computers, no AI ain't going to do it.
And I could tell
I wish an AI motherfucker
joke.
Would try to beat me at
oh,
this
Oh, have
shit.
You ever asked AI you. To write stand-up? It's wonderful.
It's like...
even if you got it, even if you got a set, It's still not congruent with who you are. We know if there's a joke, some jokes you could listen to. If it's not generic, just regular shit, that low-hanging fruit that everybody else is doing, that sound like so. It
sure.
sounds like
people. And another thing too, let's say you do an amazing hour special.
You're not.
But hold on. Even if you look back, you go, I could have still did that
yeah.
with that joke.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
a never ending art form.
That's sure.
It's just yeah. tentacles. Just you can't stop that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why when people talk like they got it down, I go, stop with that shit.
You don't have it.
You
down.
Don't got it down.
You'll look at your special now. You'll look at your Netflix special and five. If you're not looking at it 2 years from
right.
now and looking at it like, yo, that's trash, right? Then you got a problem.
Mike.
What?
Mike, yo, is there super chats real quick before we go on a break?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Real quick.
I believe this one.
Let me see. Yeah. Yeah, man. This was a good, hey. Hopefully, we'll see what they get out of this one.
Yeah, we got one super chat. We have first, Dan Tana, and we're about to start the Night Owl stream. He joined the Night Owl, so welcome, Dan
right
Tana.
Right on.
We'll see you in a few minutes on the Night Owl stream. And then Chicago AL said, Godfrey, are you willing to do a comedy battle versus Country Wayne?
No.
No. Come on.
No.
Comedy battle.
Would that be a battle, actually?
No.
Would that be a battle?
Nobody come don't want to see that.
I, come on, man. But a comedy versus against what?
Yeah.
Me against me? What are you talking about?
Shade.
It's like, no, I wouldn't do a comedy battle because I don't compete with him. I have no competition. All I did was compliment the guy. I don't compete with him.
Honestly, as someone, like, literally, I'm principally MC shows, yeah, right? And what I experience is that great comics, you really don't look at them as being in competition.
No.
Great comics are, it's literally, that's that person's voice and that's that person's voice. Now, can I tell when somebody has their voice at a 10 and somebody has their voice at a 2?
That's the point.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. But in a perfect world, what I want to hear is 6 different voices at a 10.
Yeah.
That's my perfect world. Yeah. It's not a...
And it's no different, like Seinfeld told me, whatever year you're in comedy is your age in comedy. There's a difference between a 2-year-old and a 5-year-old, and in just in life.
Sure.
And there's a difference between a 15-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Sentences are different. You know, their thinking is different. It's just like comedy, no different. So, you know, I'm 25 plus, and it's okay to be older. This when
Jesus.
I was born, they're like this. Oh, I was born at this time. That's why I'm this age now. The fuck is this shit,
Doug? You know I even watching. I came in doing mainstream rooms maybe like 2002, and I remember seeing Keith Robinson and how much I admired him. And then I watched was watching his new Netflix thing that's getting ready to come out. That shit is gonna be life changing, or at least Netflix changing, because the maturity, and it's just so tight and it's so good. I don't even have to. I'm not even waiting to see what motherfuckers do because I know that this is next level shit.
Yeah.
Like, there's a difference between a motherfucker with a ukulele and a motherfucker with a 20-piece orchestra. Yeah. There's a difference between a folk guitar and fucking Barry White.
Flipping burgers and a tasting menu.
So what else is there?
Yeah.
Is that it?
That was it. Yeah, we got a couple of new Night Owls, and that was the only question.
Okay, that's cool. Thank you. Are they in the chats? Are they in the chats?
Oh, yeah, the chats go mild.
This is great. You guys make sure, this week, my GoFundMe, I'm sorry. I have my GoFundMe. It's doing pretty decent. My GoFundMe is in the Godfrey Podcast IG. Yeah, it's in the bio. Godfrey Podcast.
It's at the tippy top of every episode, every description.
Yes, GoFundMe.
Go live.
I'm raising money for my special, which I think Country Wayne said, "Oh, he's raising money for a special." I go, "Yeah, what's
he's self-funded,
but he's self-funded. What's the difference? It's no different.
So he was making millions off of Facebook, and
that's awesome. And I said, I'm doing what you're doing. You inspired me, so I want to pay for my own.
No one's
special.
Criticizing his hustle or where he's landed. I think his vibe kind of sucks.
You know, and that's
whatever, dog.
And so
can I shout out some of the top donors? Is that
okay?
Cool? We have new top donors.
Go ahead.
The top donor right now is Ruthie T. She donated $500.
Wow. Ruthie T.
Thank you, Ruthie T. Holy
and
shit.
Raquel Rigg 5 days ago donated $250.
Raquel, I love her. She sends me so much money. It's so great. Wow.
And then front row. These ladies get front row.
Yeah.
Dwayne Hicks, $220. And then the name I had trouble with, I found out, is your friend Bach. Back.
Back.
Is Talalupe Falulian. I butchered it again. My apologies. Yeah. He hit me up to say I butchered it. My apologies. But he's another top donor.
That is wonderful. Thank you. And I'm telling you, this is till the end of the year, and I plan on at least doing a new special in the beginning, 2025, I think. Yeah, man. And this is real. And I said, and people say, I think you're the first one that's trying to raise money for a special. I didn't know. I just said, why not do it? Because my fans suggested it. They said, why don't you do a GoFundMe?
100%.
And then I brought it up to him. He said, I'll set it up. I said, all right. And then they're like, all of a sudden, it's like, are you begging for a special? I said, really?
Child.
Now I'm begging. I said, first of all, Netflix is not approaching a lot of people that do deserve Netflix. Mm. I mean, Dave Attell is just getting one.
Huh? To be honest, that's Netflix crazy. Is kind of swinging the other way now, where they're giving like Shane Gillis, Dave Attell. Like,
giving funny dudes
keep, yeah, funny
stuff.
People because they realize that and, the
and
other one.
How dope is it that fucking even Country Wayne even thought to conceptually to create his own special, market it,
it's wonderful.
Rent it to them,
yeah.
So that
the
they didn't
business
have,
acumen
they,
behind it.
They
is
didn't
terrific.
Have his yeah. his content in perpetuity where they could just keep his shit.
Yeah,
dope shit.
That's all I'm saying.
This game, this art. This is an art. We're artists.
Yeah,
like it ain't just paper.
Yeah, where can they find you?
DanteNero.com. Click on consult. You need a consultation. Google me, bitch. You know what it is.
I'm
so amped up. Yeah, man. I'm
He's
fucking
amped.
Dry mouth.
Your turn.
I'm the Mehran, and I don't do a goddamn thing. I'm a kept woman. I don't. I have no ambition. And
where can they find you?
Yeah, you look for me,
Mehran Kagani.
You walk around the Upper West Side, and you ask them where the best glory hole in town is.
Good Lord. Pause.
Jesus. Not even pause. Stop.
Stop. Yo, my new Instagram. Do you know what my new Instagram is?
Godfrey
Comic.
Comic.
Ugh. Right. My new Instagram is Godfrey Comic. I don't know if you got that yet. Damn, I should have told you. Godfrey Comic. Godfrey Comic. You guys follow that. We're gonna take a little break and come back. But Godfrey Comic is my new until they get my old one back. Because it's still deactivated. So Godfrey Comic is my new one, Comic. I don't like using that word comic, but it is. That's what they had left. So Godfrey Comic, I'm at like 23,000 in a week. That's not terrible.
Fire.
And keep watching my Club Shay Shay. We're 2.1 million in 6 days. Spread that word. Share it. Share the fucking interview. It's going really good. I hope it just keeps going.
It's so lovely. And it really is.
Thank you. And this week is Jacksonville, Florida. I'll be at the Comedy Zone in Jacksonville, Florida, which is Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Jacksonville, Florida. Also, April 5th through the 7th is Richmond, Virginia, Funny Bone. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I've got Tampa, Funny Bone.
Look at him.
At April 19th to the 21st, May 7th, or May 2nd to the 4th, actually, is, I think it's Addison Improv. I think we switch Addison Improv, just to let you know. May 9th to the 11th is Stand Up Live in Phoenix, Arizona. And June 7th to the 9th is the Comedy Zone in Charlotte, North Carolina, but I think we missed some dates, but fuck it. Go to Godfrey.
Helium Comedy Club, too, May 24th to 26th.
Yeah, May 24th to the 26th.
Yeah, if you go to GodfreyLive.com.
That's my
but go
birthday,
just,
Godfrey.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. Just go to GodfreyLive.com to see, because people say, when you go, just go to my website, GodfreyLive.com. You can get tickets from there, and make sure you leave your email address on there. We'll be right back, everybody. Back.
Can I shout out Night Owl stream?
Shout out the Night Owl stream.
Become a Night Owl. You could watch the Members Only Night Owl stream we're about to cut over to. Or you can go to gasdigital.com/live. Use promo code Godfrey14. You get 2 weeks for free. 14 days.
And I will also tell you about the person that canceled her membership because she got mad at what I said last week, which is awesome. Oh, it's awesome.
Ooh, God.
She cursed
gossip
me out.
On the next episode.
Yep, and it'll be on the next hour. Fuck that.
Nice.
All right.
Now you with the guard. I say you with the guard free. Now you with the guard. I say you with the guard free. He ain't playing around with none of these lanes, but I guarantee you'll be entertained and watch him drop some knowledge on your brain.